say something like really fucking dirty in German, but you don't have to say it in English. So other people will go research it and see what it is. I mean, just filthy. And then add Big Fatty to the end of it.
Oh my God. Ich möchte dich tief in deine Scheide ficken, Big Fatty. Lass mich deine kleine Höschen ausziehen und abschlecken. Deine Hodensack. Oh, licky, licky.
I need to find... you're going to tell me what that means afterwards.
Yeah, I'll tell you what it means.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Licky, licky.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2028 of the BFO for Monday the 2th of November 2015, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy! Hello! Oh. Hello, Carolus! Big Freddy, it's too early! No, it is not too early. Y'all, you know Big Fatty's rule. After Halloweeny gay crema, then it becomes the crema season. Yes, Big Fatty, we know. We're just not prepared yet. Well, I know, but y'all bring out the crema trees and deck the halls and get your jolly... Big Fatty, you had to make it vulgar. You just had to make it... Well, anyway, it's not as vulgar as... what Hendrix said. Big Fatty, what did he say? It sounded Mexican. I don't know, but hopefully Miss Beaver will let us know what that is. Big Fatty, it's a Christmas miracle. Yes, I meant grandma. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, it was a good weekend, a real good weekend. Larry Clive was out of town from the coal mine on Thursday, and for right day, and I don't believe he's going to be in the coal mine today, Monday. Y'all, he went up there to the New York City, yes, I believe he did his crema salsa shopping. Yes, Big Fatty, it was a good weekend. Y'all on a full right day, Miss Kitty and I, as we do every year, on the 30th of October, y'all, we went and we saw our friend, we'll call him George. Yes, Big Fatty, because that's his name. It's true. Y'all, he passed away in 1996. Passed away, and so y'all, we always go by his grave on the All Hallows Eve Square, Big Fatty, and y'all, in his honor, we had Mexican food. Yes, Big Fatty, you're just not right. It's true, we're not right. And y'all, it was just lovely. Lovely to spend some time with Miss Kitty, and y'all, we chatted a little bit about the daylight saving time and it coming to an end over the weekend. Big Fatty, I hope everyone remembered to move their clocks back. It's true, Big Fatty did that. Oh, y'all, that is some chicken fingers, and y'all, it took me about an hour to move all my clocks back. Big Fatty, there weren't that many, I know, but you know, y'all, I get a little anal because I all want them to switch at exactly the same time. Big Fatty, you're just silly. It's true, but I'm, you know, Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about you being anal. Y'all, we had decided, we were not going to go out on Gay Crema to the connection. So we went out on for right day, night, and y'all, it was a hootenanny. It was me and Granny and Durwood. Y'all, I can't remember the last time we had seen Durwood, and Big Dick was there. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, we just had a lovely time. Big Fatty, and y'all, we, our favorite bartender. Y'all, he's just a jewel of a bartender. he was there, and y'all, it was a lovely time, and I left about 11 p.m. in the evening, and y'all, evidently, it got vulgar. It just got vulgar. Big Fatty, I can't believe you left and it got vulgar. It's true, but it evidently got just real vulgar after I left, and Granny kept sending me these testimoniums, and I'm like, holy moly, So, anyway, I think they left about 1:30 a.m. in the morning. Big Fatty, what were they doing? No, you don't want to know. Okay, you said it was vulgar. I'll take your word for it. It was vulgar. But anyway, then I got up. I got up on Saturday, and y'all, I was a relative sloth for most of the day. I had my brofkas, and then I piddled around the villa. Y'all, I pulled out the candies for the little trick-or-treaters and got them all organized and everything. Y'all, I had 175 pieces of the candies, and y'all, when it was all over, y'all, I came in before it was over because I was out of the candies. So, y'all, the trick-or-treating is huge in this neighborhood. But y'all, I've got to tell you something. I'm old softy. Yes, Big Fatty, old softy. Y'all, because the little ones, when they would come up, they were just wide-eyed. And y'all, it was almost like Crema. Yes, Big Fatty, it was gay Crema. And y'all, they would come up, and I'd just say, "Will you take a piece that you'd like to have?" So they would take, they would look in the bowl of candies, and then they'd choose something, and then, there were some that would come in and take two or three, and then wouldn't say thank you. But y'all, I said thank you to them. I said you're welcome. To them, whether they said thank you or not. So, anyway, Big Fatty, they teach them some manners. It's true. And old Vader came over. Y'all, he wanted to come over and see the Big Fatty distribute the candies. And y'all, the porch was covered in the little ones. And here comes Vader up the side of the villa. And y'all, it was like some spook monster coming out of the bushes. Anyway, but y'all, old Vader, he said, "I'm gonna bring some snackettes," and y'all, immediately you think of snackettes and you think of the pizza rolls, and he says, "Oh no, these are gonna be good. These are gonna be the good snackettes," and y'all, they were. It was the nuggets. He brought the nuggets, and y'all, they were just delicious. And Big Fatty was drinking some sangria with it, and I guess the trick-or-treating started about 5:30 p.m. in the evening, and by 7 o'clock, I was out of candy. And y'all, I think there were still kids walking up and down the street until about 8:30 or so. So anyway, y'all, when it's gone, it's gone. But y'all, Saturday afternoon, there was something in the villa mailbox. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, there were two cans. hands there. And y'all, the first one's in a burple. It's in a burple envelope. And y'all, it is from that Peter G. Big Fatty. And y'all, you know, I can never remember if he lives in Oregon or in the Washington. Y'all, he lives in the Washington. So, yes, Big Fatty, that's lovely. So we're just going to open this burple envelope up. Yes, Big Fatty, this is very, and y'all, it's very thick. It's very thick. Oh, and look, it's not really a foil lining, but it's got a fancy lining. Yes, Big Fatty. And inside here, look, Big Fatty, this is exciting. Y'all, look at that. Oh, Big Fatty, it's like a three-dimensional. Y'all, it really is three-dimensional. Big Fatty, it's got ghosts and pumpkins and an owl, and you move it around, and it looks like they're moving around on there. Yes, and it says, beware, lurking behind every corner, frightfully freaky Halloween fun. Derber Crutter, I hope you have the gayest gay crema full of Halloweenies. Big Fatty, he's vulgar. Love that Peter G. Well, Peter G., thank you so much. That's just lovely. I think that's the first in all these years that I can think of that is I've gotten kind of a 3D looking. Y'all, it's kind of like, you know, remember when you used to, as a child, you'd go to the El Dentisto and you'd get the little ring that was, it was flat, but you could wave it around and it looked like it was 3D. Yes, Big Fatty, we remember that, but we're ancient. Well, that's what it looks like, but it's the whole front of the can. So, anyway, and y'all, there was another can. Y'all, it's from Miss Bacon. It is from Miss Bacon. Y'all, Miss Bacon has had the most trouble getting things to come, to arrive here at the villa, but y'all, she was very, very excited to learn that the can arrived in time. And y'all, you know, she's like that Big Ricky. She is she's making her own cans these days. Yes, Big Betty. And oh, Big Betty, look! And y'all, on the front of it is a spider web and a spider, and then it says trick or treat, and you open it up and it says fart, poodle, squeaky kitty, and gentleman caller man, happy Halloween, hope you get lots of ghosts and goblins at your door, hot KB, boo. And Miss Bacon, that is just as cute as it can be. Y'all, Big Fatty, she's got more talent in her little finger than you've got in your, well, never mind what you've got in your yes, that's just vulgar. It's just vulgar, vulgar, vulgar. And, y'all, I'm going to take a picture. I told you I was going to take a picture, but when I got these two cans, I decided I was going to wait and just put all the cans after I recorded the Monday little show, so y'all, I'm gonna have that posted at the BFO at noon p.m. in the afternoon on Monday. So come on over there to the BFO and look at all the pretty cards. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, you big fat thing!
You're hamming it up. Hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh. Hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham.
Ooh. Ooh. They're coming to get you, Big Fatty. Look, here comes one now. Merry Craig Crimmer, pumpkin. Merry Gay Crimmer.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is my emigrated straight boyfriend. Y'all, that is not. That is not from up there in the Michigans, and not, first of all, thank you for calling. Lovely to hear your voice, and I hope you enjoyed your first gay grandma living in the U.S. of A. And did you have some lovely candies that you handed out? Did you cut up in a pumpkin and get all that nasty goo all over your hands, or did you just sit in the dock and cower? Big Fatty, you're just silly.
Mr. Fatty, I want to wish you happy Halloween.
Dear Gussie, now y'all, I'm not exactly sure who that was, but a mystery person, thank you for calling. Y'all, it sounded to me like they started off by saying it's the Easter Bunny, and I mean, y'all, you listen to it again, doesn't it sound like they're saying it's the Easter Bunny?
Easter Bunny, I want to wish you happy Halloween.
I don't know. The area code was New Jersey. Big Fatty, that probably explains it more than anything. It's true. I didn't realize the Easter Bunny lived in New Jersey. But Easter Bunny, thank you so much for the call and the Halloween wishes. And Big Fatty, only you would get a call from the Easter Bunny on Gay Grandma. Y'all, it's true. It's true. Poor Big Fatty. The people are just not right. They're just not right. You're rubbing off on them is all there is to it. I guess that's probably true. Yeah, Gussie, y'all back over here at Spotting Big Fatty. Big Fatty Spotting Crazy came out of hiding. It's true. Y'all, last time we were over here, that Daniel Scott Angel had spotted Big Fatty with the Lost in Space robot. Yes, Big Fatty. And then, y'all, that Peter G, Big Fatty, he sent something to... yes, he sent several things. Y'all, he's... y'all, it's a group of four witches, Big Fatty, sitting around a cauldron or something, and it says coal mine coffee break, spotted by that Peter G. And y'all, then Peter G also spotted Big Fatty. Looks like Rapunzel, and it says Big Fatty getting ready for another gentleman calling. Big Fatty, let down your golden hair. Was that looks kind of pink instead of golden. And y'all, the last one, Big Fatty, it says Big Fatty had better rethink his choice of photo for the coal mine's who's who. And y'all, Big Fatty looks like he's got the skull's hair. Y'all, I didn't finish telling you about the weekend. Big Fatty, how soon you forget. Y'all got up a Sunday morning. Y'all, I had my coffee. And y'all, I just sat out on the glider on the porch of the villa, and I read the newspaper and had my coffee. And y'all, then I really have been a total sloth. Oh, dear, I see a sloth on Sunday. Y'all, I got me some chicken fingers. I had a message from the Raisin Cane's to come on in and get a coupon. And so, y'all, I went in and got a coupon and some chicken fingers. Yes, Big Fatty. So, there you have it. Y'all, the crema season has started as far as Big Fatty has determined. And y'all, sure enough, in the newspaper today, all the ads had pictures of crema trees and everything in it, which is just fine as far as Big Fatty is concerned. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Big Ricky and that Hendrick doing a little show from the Foul Monkeys. And Hendrick, if you had come to the villa door for trick-or-treating, what would you say?
Licky, licky.
Oh, Big Fatty, I think I like that better than trick-or-treat, licky-licky.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined at bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.